This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have an opportunity to crush leftists. No better opportunity than in my lifetime. Now, going back to my early part of my life, we didn't have to really crush it per se. We didn't know we would. We figured sanity would always prevail. Who knew America would be strung out on dope? I'm talking about the dope of the leftist message. Who knew that they could control so many institutions that they call racist, by the way, institutions they own? The education institution is an example. They own it. They create racism. They create the misogyny, sexism, all of it. Go to academia. I promise you, somebody is studying the most crazy nonsense and getting millions of dollars to study it, and then they implement this stuff. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's amazing to me. Exposing these guys, man, the sinister underbelly, the evil that lies within the left. We have an amazing opportunity. Lies on top of lies being exposed right before their very eyes. And we can quantify these lies, folks. Russian collusion, $40 million. Think of the waste, the energy that went into that discussion, that destructive thing that happened in this country, and that was built on a blatant lie of the left. And Hillary Clinton has to pay, what, $100,000 or some small amount like that? She and the DNC get a slap on the wrist. We get left holding the bag. How is that even possible? Why do we foot the bill? How many lies have the left told using, you ready for this word, science? That's the science. Science of global climate change. The science of Wu Flu. It's the science. Everything they want to sell, it's about the science. Even when their science is completely insane. For example, the biological science, physiological science of what's a man and what's a woman. The science is in on that too, isn't it, Barack? We had COVID science. We had mask science. We had vaccine science. And you know what it all was? It was all bunk. It was junk science. None of it was legit. The number of people who died, the number of people who contracted the disease, the mortality rates, how, you know, you were being labeled if you died of COVID or with COVID. And I could go down the list. Lie after lie. And it's in every, it's infused in their being. It's a flavor for them. It's what the left does. Why would anybody listen to them? Speaking of COVID, you got to see this New Zealand guy talk about the numbers. He talked about New Zealand, 120 people dying in a day is sort of the litmus test for their country. And he goes through and he says, we had it in, you know, month by month in the 1960s, the 70s, the 80s. And in a typical year, in a bad year, maybe it happens, say, and I'm going from memory, but maybe it happens 20 times in a bad year. And he points to, yep, we had the earthquake. We had 200 and something people die this day. 156 people. Yep, we had the worst flu season, whatever. We had this many die, this many die. And he could almost give it to you, tell you exactly why these number of people died when it was over that magic number of 120 for New Zealand. Now he says your basis point in America would be higher because you have more people. Basis point in Europe would be higher, etc. New Zealand, 120 is the number where you go, whoa, what happened? That's an anomaly. And he went back through and he showed year after year the number of times that people died. And he talked about the COVID year, but then he talked about the vaccines. And he goes and he shows you that nearly 20 people, 20 times per month, they were hitting that threshold. In other words, post-vaccine, almost every single day, they hit that 120 mark. There's a periods in there where they didn't hit the 120 mark for a year. But he goes, post-COVID, we now hit it daily. Post-COVID vaccine. Mandatory vaccine. We now hit it daily. So here's what I want you to understand. The death rate in New Zealand has gone up geometrically, if not exponentially, over a vaccine. Now, that's enough to create a public sector scare. I mean, people should be going, what? Because whatever the marks that makes it hit that number have to be something dramatic. An earthquake, an unbelievably seasonal flu, you know, whatever. Something major has to happen to hit that number. And now they hit it daily. And the only thing that's happened is the vaccine. And this guy blew the whistle on it. And you got to see the video. There are certain things that we do that I encourage. You've got to see that video. It's unbelievable. And this is what's going on in the country, but this is what's going on around the world. And when you hear people talk about the New World Order, when I tell you there are people out there implementing this stuff in order to kill the population, I give you New Zealand. When I tell you there are people out there manipulating elections because they know that a guy like Donald Trump can be completely disruptive. He can throw things into a tizzy that they, you know, that it makes people wake up. Think about where you were a decade ago, 2 decades ago, in terms of how your thinking was. You have evolved in ways that I would venture to tell you 20 years ago, you wouldn't even recognize this self, what you now feel about the media, what you now know about what's going on in government. You're plugged in. And as plugged in as you are, you're not even the most plugged in. I'm just barely scratching the surface, and I'm hanging out with some of these, you know, the people. I mean, in other words, I'm not measuring us, but I'm closer to the politicians and the D.C., you know, scene and all that. And I'm telling you, what you know is mind-blowing. What I know would blow your minds, and what other people know would blow mine. And we're in our infancy of understanding this. And you know what we are? We still know this. You cannot trust this government. It's sad to say, I'm pro-government. I understand the need for government. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about this hour. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's always something. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. Had to go to the dentist yesterday. Had to get a tooth that it was a root canal done, and then it broke. And so they ended up having to pull the tooth and get it ready for an implant. And our insurance is going to, you know, we have a certain amount of insurance you have that you have to use up before the end of the year. So I had to schedule it. And I've been putting it off because I've been speaking. We've been trying to do the comedy tour, et cetera. Well, had to get it in because we would, you know, we'd lose $1,000 or I think it was $1,500 of money for whatever they call it, you know, that we've already paid in for the insurance. So anyway, went in, and of course the copay was much. It's like, and you think, okay, I got insurance, I should be able to get this done. It's somewhat preventative because, I mean, it wasn't my fault, I guess is the best way to put it. But it's always something. And anyway, the reason why I'm telling you this is because if you notice, if you go, boy, Kevin doesn't seem all together, or he's a little bit off, it's because I had massive dental, I don't want to say massive, because it wasn't like they pulled 50 teeth and did a bunch of stuff, but let me tell you, stoved up. That's the only way to describe it. Stoved up. My jaw hurts like heck. But you know what? And Melissa was like, you're not going to do a show. And I go, yeah, I'm going to do a show. And she's like, why? I said, because so many people, it used to be I would tell you, okay, I'm just going to do a best of, which we have to do that. Over the holidays, I'll put together some really cool best ofs. And I'm glad that people would call me and tell me, Kevin, you know, your best of is better than what people are actually talking about today, because I put it together based on what we prophesied. You know, it's based on, I don't know how to describe it, but I don't do it based on the news. That's why I tell you all the time, I don't care about the news. I care about what the news is telling us. So think of it as a tarot card reader. And every time somebody brings up, comes to me, I use the same cards, but it's always a different reading. Anyway, glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The show must go on. And thank you for being here. And thank you, if you didn't notice, for not noticing, because I pride myself on just getting in there and doing it, sucking it up. We've been talking about waking up, the Democrats' exodus, Biden's troubles, and it got me thinking about this, what I call the hierarchy of leftism. And here's what I figured out. At the top of the leftism pyramid, the hierarchy of it, the worst thing you could be is a Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter, which means you're a free thinker, you go off the reservation, then you get tossed in jail. Think of J6, think of what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. That's the worst you could get. And what I'm telling you is, how does leftism impact you in the hierarchy of leftism? That person, the maggot, the America First American, is considered the worst. Now, as you think about this, I want you to flip it upside down and ask yourself, how should it be? So the worst thing you could be is a maggot, a MAGA Trump-supporting pro-America person. The next thing you could be, worst thing you could get, could happen to you in the hierarchy of leftism, is if you're captured in a foreign country. It's bad news. So let me put it a different way. If you're an American traveling abroad, that is the worst thing you could be. Because you've got a target on your back. You could end up in prison as a political prisoner. You could end up kidnapped, fodder, and there is nothing Joe Biden's going to do to save you. Now think about that. I want you to flip it upside down and ask yourself, what would be the best thing you could be in the real world? The best thing you could be is a pro-America, so president-supporting, government-supporting person, because you believe in the government and the rule of law, etc. The next best thing you could count on as a conservative is if you traveled abroad and you held up that U.S. passport, it was respected above all others. Not anymore. The next worst thing you could be in the hierarchy of leftism is a white male conservative Republican defendant in court, which leads you back to Donald Trump. Now, you can take off defendant in court and just say you're a white male conservative Republican. That's enough. I don't know if you guys got the news, by the way. Jussie Smollett is going to have to serve his sentence after accusing us of beating him up, and he appealed it. The next thing you could be in the hierarchy of leftism, and by the way, you can rearrange these any way you want, is you could be an undercover gay Christian Republican. Do you know what I mean by that? On the down low. You're a Republican, you're a Christian Republican, but you don't want to let people know you're gay. So the left will say, oh, look at that guy, the toe tapper. The guy, look at those Republicans, they're anti-LGBT. But you're a member of the LGBT, but you didn't admit it, and you didn't espouse all the nonsense that they do. That is the next worst thing you could probably be. In my opinion, you can put these in any order you want. I'd love to get your opinion about it. The next worst thing you could be, and these are all kind of subjective now, is a black conservative. In fact, even black conservatives can be racist, according to the left. In the hierarchy of leftism, and again, I want you to think about it. Maybe you can add to the list. But the next worst thing you could be is a stay-at-home Christian conservative mom. Now, I could have just put stay-at-home mom, because they don't like those either. See, they want the women's movement woman that goes out and works and, you know, sacrifices the children. But put Christian conservative mom in there and you get it. They hate the stay-at-home Christian conservative mom. She's only doing it because her, you know, mean-spirited Republican president who forces her to vote Republican will beat her up if she just dared once to go to work. And then the rest of them are kind of up, you know, where do you want to put them? If you're pro-life, for example, in the hierarchy of leftism, where do you put that? If you're pro-gun, you know, because pro-life, there's, I guess you could say it's in the Constitution because you should be guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They didn't do an amendment around that. They figured everybody knew that. Pro-gun, Second Amendment. Now we're getting into the Constitution, right? So if you're pro-Constitution, Fourth Amendment, you want to have your rights, habeas corpus, maybe a Tenth Amendment, you believe that the states should have their say. Maybe you're a 14th Amendment person who believes that, you know, the blacks, a.k.a. the slaves, became part of the United States, but it doesn't apply to people sneaking in. All of those things. Pro-Constitution, where does that fit? I've already talked about Christian conservative a bit, but break it out by itself, and there is a, it does fit into the hierarchy spectrum, the hierarchy of leftism, because they hate Christian conservatives. They hate Judeo-Christian conservatives. We've certainly seen the Judeo side of that playing out, right? So you look at all these things and you ask yourself about the hierarchy of leftism. Tell me what about it isn't flipped. They hate people that are pro-life, pro-protecting themselves, pro, I believe in something greater than myself, that meaning Christian, etc. Gotta leave it there, but short break, talk about more defectors from the Democratic Party.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Republicans are opposed to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine and Israel unless it's accompanied by big changes in border policy. Former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney said she may launch a third-party bid against presidential candidate Donald Trump. She told the Washington Post democracy is at risk as a result of Trump's continued grip on the Republican Party. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a special election to replace Republican Long Island Congressman George Santos. It is set to be held on Tuesday, February 13th. A grand jury in Oregon has indicted an off-duty pilot who tried to crash a flight from Seattle to San Francisco in October. Joseph Emerson faces 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How many leftists do you think have switched their support from Biden to Trump? From the Democratic Party to Trump, from the Independent Party to Trump, etc. How many? And look, I know you don't have an, like, well, Kevin, 13. I know you don't have an answer like that. I'm saying percentage-wise, do you think 1%? Do you think zero? Do you think people now on the left despise Trump more than they did before? Or do you think that he's getting some people to come over? And if he is, what percentage would you guess? And let me just go ahead and save you some time. You're not, whatever you say isn't going to be right. It's going to be, what do we think? And then when we put it all together, kind of like Real Clear Politics, if we put it all together, what does it amount to? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Make this one of your homes, whether you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, whatever service there is. Make this one of your homes. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like what we do. I think you'll like how we challenge you to think. We have a pretty good team of people that try to figure out what to do with the news every day. The news that is nothing more than propaganda, and make it interesting, because it is not going to change. If you think you're going to come on this show and I'm going to tell, boy, I tell you what, guys, Democrats have finally gotten sanity. They finally admit that Hunter Biden is a crook, that his father, he runs the crooked Biden family enterprise that his family knows about. Yes, they did cheat in the 2020 election. They admit that J6 was orchestrated and they used the FBI against American citizens. That they illegally locked up American citizens under the ruse of an insurrection. And that the long game was to keep Donald Trump from getting elected. What else you want me to tell? They know that there's an invasion on the border, that a bunch of illegals coming into this country provides no benefit to us. They know that releasing people into the population and from prison is not going to make the world any safer. They know that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party are warmongers supporting the military-industrial complex. They will sacrifice your children for the sake of the greater good, the New World Order. I mean, I could go on. So going back to my question, what percentage of Democrats do you think are switching? I think it's a lot. I think at least 20% of that party has gone, these people are wacky, I'm not voting for them again, I'm moving over here. Now I'm using the old 80-20 rule there. Did you see how I sneaked that in on you? 80% of them are going to do what they're going to do. But 20% of them are malleable.
How many independents do you think that, you know, typically, you know, oh, let's say they're 50-50 or 53-47. What do you think the independent vote would be for supporting Republicans and specifically Donald Trump over the Democrats, even over the RINOs, the Uniparty? I think it's a big number. I think Donald Trump has an advantage. On the Democrat side, let's say the Democrats are 70-30. I mean, I don't know what the number is, but if Donald Trump can get 20% of Democrats to think the way he is, can they beat him? I think he had that many before. I played a clip the other day of a black guy. He said, Donald Trump is the only thing that's going to save us because he doesn't, he's for us. He doesn't have a dog in the fight. He's not fighting for elitists. He's fighting for the country. That's a dangerous man. One that can't be bought. He can't be bargained with in some Faustian bargain where he gets something and the rest of us get screwed over. Politicians hate that. They hate people of character. If you haven't noticed, leftists hate people of character. If you're despised by the left, you're probably a person of character. If they're bringing you in, well, we're going to debate with you a little bit. We're going to play the game with you. It's because they don't respect you. I don't mean any disrespect to the people that go on Bill Maher or the people that get invited to, you know, go hang out with Kanye or T.I. and debate them or whatever. But don't make any mistake about it. Good for them. But I'll tell you what those people won't do. They won't invite me because I will absolutely destroy them. You don't want to end your career because that's what will happen if you invite me. I can tell you right now, I've had many interviews. I'll never forget one I did with Tom, what's his name, up in New York. Total lefty. Didn't even know I was black when he interviewed me. Anyway, I destroyed him. They won't even play that video. You can't get a download. You can get every show that man has done. But they didn't post mine. You know what? I crushed him. Easy. And you know what's funny? I'm crushing him, and it didn't even take one bit of, like, it was easy. I just was like, well, Tom, I said, apparently you didn't do your homework. Because I made the comment, I said, "Why, Tom, what is your obsession with saving my people?" "What do you mean, your people?" I said, "It was black, and the black African American. I said, "Black people." I said, "Tom, maybe you should have your team do a little bit more research when you're talking about Tea Party activists." "I'm black, Tom." Man, he was, it was hysterical. And then I went on to tell him, see, you don't even do your homework. And you wanted to, I said, here you are lecturing me. Not even realizing I'm a black guy. So now that you know, does the lecture still apply, Tom? We need to cut the commercial. Man, I wish I had been smart enough at the time to record that interview. I forget his last name, but he's got millions. And do you know, I will give him credit. He had me back on the show, and we talked, you know, with other people. It was a panel. I was on a panel. And he, no harm, no foul. I'll give him credit for that, because most people wouldn't come back. David Schuster, I tried, ended David Schuster's career. Ended Donnie Deutsch's on MSNBC. They don't want any part of me. I don't blame them. They don't want any part of Trump either. Mean tweets, right? Not presidential enough. And I say to him, if Donald Trump's not presidential enough, what do you want? Tell me what it is you're looking for. He seemed to be presidential enough to run his own companies and do quite well. Donald Trump is a much better, if you want to just put it on paper, who do you want to run your company? Would you choose Barack Obama? Would you choose Joe Biden? Would you choose George Bush? You get it? And it's not even speculation. I'll give you another example. George Bush. George Bush ran the Texas Rangers. For all intents and purposes, if it had not been for George Bush's pedigree, he would have been a failed business person. Barack Obama, you could have handed this man a successful business. He would have torpedoed it. Joe Biden, please. He's got a chili pimping business for the Biden crime family that made, let's say it raised $50 million. In political circles, that's a rounding error. Bloomberg, if you gave Bloomberg, said, hey, Bloomberg, we're going to do something and you could raise $50 million, Bloomberg would, he'd put a gun in his mouth. He can't survive on $50 million. If you're not talking billions for him, get out of my face. The people are defecting from the Democratic Party. Big names. Chom, whatever that guy is, the Indian guy. The other guy I talked about before, Michael Rapaport. Many others. Look, these are not outliers, folks. These are symptomatic of everybody that follows them. Their level of frustration. They're sick of it. They want more. They want better. They don't feel safe. Their money's not safe. Their families are not safe. They are concerned. Don't be fooled. And we have a clip. This guy, last week, I'll tell you who it is. We're going to talk about him in the next section, next segment as well. But Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, guy that got fired from CNN. Has this guy gotten a leftist wake-up call or what? Number one, he's protecting his brother from a bunch of bimbos that wanted to be with a governor, got what they wanted, and then when it was time to discard the man, the love gov was kicked to the curb. And what does little brother do? What little brother should do? Comes and say, hey, look, this is my brother. I love him. I don't like the Cuomos. I don't like their politics. I'd probably hang out and have a beer with them, but I don't like their politics. But I'll tell you this, I don't believe the things that have happened. There are people that will throw themselves at guys like them, especially leftist women. And now suddenly the establishment wanted them out and they're gone. It's as simple as that. And you know what those Cuomo brothers are thinking? Man, what did we do? We were party line people, man. How do they do this to us? See, there's a bigger reason behind Chris Cuomo deciding I'm done with this party. And he didn't say that specifically. He didn't say it outright. But what he's saying between the lines is exactly that. And I want to explore that. But I want to back it up with he's not the only one. He's emblematic of many others. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You can't turn on the news these days without being outraged with how the left tries to sell their blatant lies.
Okay,
but before I go back to what we were talking about before, which is these defectors.
Watch, though. Watch.
And we're going to talk about Chris Cuomo being a defector. I want you to listen to Robert De Niro. Received his Gotham Award, and he's upset that they cut his speech because they're tired of all these lefties getting
because
up there
of
talking politics when they're just up there to get a stupid
hear
award.
That one clap.
But listen to his content and tell me if this guy is living in La La Land. And of course he is. But listen to this and see where the truth is and where the lie is.
The beginning of my speech was edited, cut out. I didn't know about it. And I want to read it. It was, thank you. History isn't history anymore. Truth is not truth. Even facts are being replaced by alternative facts. And driven by conspiracy theories and ugliness. In Florida, young students are taught that slaves develop skills which could be applied for their personal benefit.
That's the big clap he got.
The entertainment industry isn't immune to this festering disease. The Duke John Wayne famously said of Native Americans, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Lying has become just another tool in the charlatan's arsenal. The former president lied to us more than 30,000 times during his four years in office. And he's keeping up the pace in his current campaign of retribution. But with all his lies, he can't hide his soul. He attacks the weak, destroys the gifts of nature, and shows disrespect, for example, by using Pocahontas as a slur. Filmmakers, on the other hand, strive. This is where I came in, and I saw that they edited all that.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Sorry, I had to talk through it because it was just such nonsense. But just think about everything this knucklehead said. Pocahontas, what do you think is the worst this guy's ever said about a woman? I don't want to focus on that. I just wanted to play that to make a point that these people are delusional. Trump lied 30,000 times. How many times has Biden lied? First of all, I'm not even going to address the idea that Trump lied. I mean, look at the source. Look at who it's coming from. But I want to go back to this, because I talked about Chris Cuomo, who openly admits, I might vote for Trump. Now, the question I asked myself when I heard that is this guy committing suicide? Because that's suicide for a leftist. Or is it? See, that's what got me thinking. Is this really suicide? I want to play this clip of Chris Cuomo in his own words, so you can hear how he said it and the context in which it was said. I don't want to take it out of context.
If it's Biden, Trump, look, for me, again, we survived a Trump administration. Would we survive another one? Yes. Yes. I don't think there's any greater risk to America with him than with Biden. And for people who are now going to attack me and say, what are you talking about? Trump is like this crazy man. Well, look, you know, as Patrick says, the data is the data. Nobody was trying to kill us when Trump was president in a way that they're not now. If anything, there's more hostility. And you can have reasons for that any way you want. I'm just saying, existentially, I'm not afraid of a Trump presidency. Existentially, I'm not afraid of another Biden presidency. Because, unlike many people in America, I believe that the country is much stronger than any individual leader. We survived the Russia thing. We survived January 6th. We survived having Biden as a gaffe machine. We survived Congress going after each other and doing nothing for the rest of us. We survived these things. Are we better for it? No. Should we be doing things differently? Yes. I think it happens. I don't know when. I don't even know why. But, you know, in terms of who I'm going to vote for, I would really have to see where we are at that moment in time. And
so you're open to Trump votes?
I am always open. And I'll tell you this. People say, oh, bullshit, you've never voted for a Republican in your life. Wrong. And not only have I, the first vote I ever cast was for a Republican.
What I want to focus on is the areas where Chris Cuomo says we survived the Russia thing. We survived January 6th. We survived everything that he talks about us surviving are things that the Democrats did. He says Trump is not an existential threat, but he doesn't see Biden as a threat either. See, that's him just placating. And I'm okay with that because he's trying to leave himself a home in the Democratic Party. But what he said without actually saying it is, we need to give Donald Trump a chance. And even the Lutzer, they're going to take some shots at me. Because he wants you to think, he's being very magnanimous. What he's telling you, he can't admit it. He can't just come out and say, you know what? Joe Biden's been a disaster. Leftist policies have been a disaster. Donald Trump can fix it. And that's okay. And for the record, it really bugs me. See, I'm not a Trump homer, but I 100% support him. And I'm even going to tell you this. If Nikki Haley were to get the nomination, I won't vote for her. I won't vote for her on principle. I'm going to be that person. For the first time in my adult life, she won't get it, so I won't have to live up to it. I could have not even said anything, and I would have been okay. But I'm letting you know that I am so dyed in the wool for Donald Trump, I'm not supporting any other candidate. Now, you can do what you want. And I understand those that go, look, anything's better than the left. And I 100% agree with that. But I believe there are going to be so many others on the left that side with us. And if I'm going to fight a battle, I'm going to fight it against the establishment. I want us to be able to go into a poll booth and know that our vote counts. Anyway, I'm getting far afield here. Because what I think the bigger issue has been, why did this guy make this statement now? Chris Cuomo. Why did Chamath, I forget his last name, I can't pronounce it, but he's an Indian guy. Why did this tech billionaire move away from Hillary Clinton? Move away from Joe Biden? Why is it that these big money guys, the Bernie Marcus, the guy Ham, who's an oil and gas magnate, and many others, why are they taking their money out of the Republicans' process, the RNC and things like that, taking it away from DeSantis, taking it away from Nikki Haley, moving it back into the Trump camp? Why are they doing this? Now, I played a clip earlier the other day, and it was about a black guy that was interviewed at the Little Rock Airport, and he said very simply, it's Trump or nothing. Anybody else that's in that spot is not, I repeat, not going to do for America what Donald Trump is going to do. That gentleman recognized it, and so do many of you. I talked about Michael Rapaport. I don't need to repeat it. I don't need to play the clip. He says, if it comes down to pig blank Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. Voting for pig bank Donald Trump is on the table. So he's calling Donald Trump a pig penis, but he says, I might vote for him. Chris Cuomo just said the same thing. Chamath, I'm going to try to say his name, Pahaptiyaya or something, Pahaptiya. He's voting for Donald Trump now. Chamath said, what hindsight? He goes, when you look at these guys, it was pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. That's the way he described Donald Trump. All these people, folks, have awakened from woke. The Trump resurgence occurred because of convergence of a few things. Biden's economic performance, coupled with his warmongering, and what the Biden family's done to hurt the country. And Comer's just come out with more information about Joe Biden. A $5 million wire that has no backing, came from China. No backing whatsoever. Bank Examiner is looking into it. Nobody tried to kill us under Trump. It's not that they didn't try, but they couldn't do it. And Cuomo admitted, there's more hostility. I'm not concerned with a leader like Donald Trump. So what Cuomo should do is just say it. The world is more dangerous under Biden than Trump. Americans did better. But what he really knows is Trump can't be beaten because he's the best choice for the nation. Why else would this man essentially commit political suicide?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.